these things are big occasions, but the fact is, if you've got a track record, if you've got a long-term economic plan that's working, then you've got something real to talk about.
I think what's really important about tonight is obviously there are seven leaders on the stage, and it is a debate, but the most important people for me tonight are not the six other leaders, not the moderator, but the British people at home.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm pleased that at least there is a debate. I'm sorry there are so many people on the panel, but this was the Prime Minister's wish. But look, it's happening. We've got a chance to have a proper discussion this evening. And I hope the truth comes out on some issues. Particularly, you know, I should be arguing and asking the Prime Minister and others, will they please admit that as members of the EU, we cannot have an immigration policy of any kind at all? So, you know, if you look at what voters are concerned about, I mean, clearly the economy, the NHS and immigration dominate people's discussion about this election, with immigration perhaps being top of the list. And the first thing we have to do is have an honest debate about it. Well, I think the idea that any party can reduce the levels of net migration into Britain as members of the European Union. I mean, if the others are saying to me that they believe an open door to the whole of Europe's a good thing, let's have that debate. Well, it's not going to be easy. I just, you know, hope that it doesn't degenerate into a shouting match.
I'm looking forward to it. Why not? I mean, I always look forward to any opportunity to tell my side of the story. So let's hope I can make my voice heard over the cacophony of other voices on that stage tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to putting forward my case, the SNP's case and Scotland's case, and I look forward to debating with the other leaders.
Alternative would have been a very stale programme with just the four shades of Westminster Grey, and now we've got seven party leaders there representing the wide range and breadth of political opinion, and I think that's just good for democracy.